Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new.
Ooh.
Go online.
Hmm.
They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality games. Let's love.
Hello, everyone. It's Poodle. And this is Reality Gaze, and this is Before the 90 Days, season 6, episode 7. I don't know what the episode is called because it doesn't come out until Sunday. We're recording this early. Mira Payne knows.
Fatal Attraction.
Fatal Attraction! Before I go off on a tangent, I'm introducing the guest we have this week, the fabulous... If you're on the intimate portrait, you can see Queen of Spring, basically. She's got a floral background. This is Mary Payne from Pink Shade. Hello.
Hello. I know this is my wallpaper.
You get dings.
Oh, thank you. Scared me. I didn't know if I was in trouble. I was like a game show, like,
Scared me. Yes.
You scared me. Yes, this is my wallpaper, and I love it so much.
It's lovely. It's love it. It's floral, but it's also kind of retro in a way. Ooh. Yeah. It's very good.
I don't know. The lady came in and put it up and I loved it.
Thank you for joining me on this journey.
Thank you.
If you are joining us, I think this is our first show after our break, after our July 4th break. And thank you to all who were asking and saying, I think well-meaningly, when are you coming back? which is nice.
Where were you? You were in Colombia.
I was in Colombia.
Yes, tell me.
I'm going to do a whole Colombian corner where I'm going to talk about Poodle's Colombia corner. I'm going to talk about what I did, what I saw. I did meet, I kind of DM'd Gabe out of the blue of Gabe and Isabel, because they're in Medellin, because that's where, Medellin, because that's what everyone calls it there. And Gabe was nice enough to say, oh yeah, cool, let's meet up. And I was like, okay, we're doing this.
Love it.
We met at that like Bar Chiquita, that crazy bar with all like the, and there was a Poodle there, and I took a picture and I thought this is real. And they could not have been more lovely. I fell in love with Isabel, and I even asked, I was like, hey, do you guys ever see Ximena? And Isabel, after I translated in my Spanish, she went, oh, no.
That's in the words of the preppy handbook, that's N-O-C-D, not our class.
Yeah. And Gabe's like, no, we haven't seen her. I'm like, or her Sicario X. Medellin was gorgeous. They were lovely. We had a really good time. Isabel kind of drank me under the table, but it was a fun night. And
you know, we're covering Match Me Abroad, and there are a couple of couples set in Colombia.
Yeah.
And that's been really cool because now I'm like, I feel like I've been to Colombia now that we've had Housewives on Colombia. Yeah.
That's why I wanted to go, because it. I will say one thing about Colombia, not to give too much away until the corner, but the people are so hospitable and the food is wonderful. It's pretty easy to travel around. Flights are relatively inexpensive to get in the country. And the men are the most gorgeous people I've ever seen in my life, just to be honest. And I was there really? With someone I'm currently seeing. And you ever heard
your
the
lover.
Expression,
your
don't
lover.
Bring, baby, don't bring sand to the beach? Because that's what this felt like.
Really?
And the apps, for both of us, we were on the apps there, and he's like, oh my God, are you getting, you're seeing this? And I was like, yeah, got a lot of albums, and neither, let's just say this, neither of us are the point in our relationship where we can talk about being open, really. Mm-hmm. So it was quite frustrating it really was like being in some place where there was attractive, new, let's yeah. say, penis everywhere.
Okay.
And the penis that you have is completely wonderful. But okay. when the penises are being literally thrown at your face every 5 seconds,
yeah,
it was a lot. It was a lot.
But you stood strong and you were monogamous for the week.
Yes, monogamous for 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. for 12 weeks.
Days.
Look at you.
For 12
Look at
days.
You.
I know.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you.
Let me tell you, it was not without it was difficult. Sometimes you'd open up your phone and you're like, holy God. And it wasn't just, everyone is so beautiful there. Both the men and the women, and everyone was lovely, and the country is beautiful. I definitely want to go back. I'm not going to Mexico City again. However, I liked it. The traffic was so fucking bad. We could not
really?
Get around anywhere. No. I loved seeing what I saw in Mexico City. The food was great. But honestly, y'all need to do better with the infrastructure in that city. I understand really? That it's a problem, but God almighty, it took me just in an Uber to get like anywhere. Now, it was a Saturday, but it took us like to get like 5 kilometers, which I barely know what it is. It took us like almost an hour, like 3 miles. It's worse than LA traffic.
If I was going to say, that's like New York if you're trying to go anywhere in a rush hour. Yeah.
Mexico City is the sprawling city, and there's just no way to get anywhere. But food was good. I would just like to do it by helicopter next time.
Yes. You're going to need to find a richer lover to do it by helicopter.
I'm hoping this – I haven't married this one yet, so I can't really kill him officially.
Right.
I'm not really in the will yet, so I
right.
maybe I can keep maybe I can find a billionaire on the side who's just started oxygen tanks. then
Terrible.
Whenever he comes at me, I just step on the oxygen tank and yeah, I don't think you'll say anything against me anymore.
That's not nice.
Y'all, but we're back. I'm back with Mary Payne to. This will air on Sunday and Monday, and then you're going to get a recap of, it'll be probably a little bit ago, of me doing the last episode of You, Me, and My Ex, where we talk about the infamous sip and see of where there were gay punches thrown, or more slap fighting, really. And then how much I despise the... yawning pit of need that is April, of April and Roy and John and Lauren.
Is this You Me and My Ex? Because
yes.
I don't watch that show. Mm-mm. It's one of those ones, like I couldn't add another one. Once we added Me Abroad, it's like, I can't add another one. I can't do it. But everyone says it's great.
You, Me, and My Ex had so much potential at the beginning of this season. And the first 4 episodes, I'm like, yes, we're doing this. This is like my new favorite cringe tier show.
Yeah.
And then we just got mired in garbage. And it just got anyway. But we're Kim Cray and I from Night A Cray Cray are talking about it, and we
love it.
We're going to spend a lot of time on the sip and see. because there was a slap fight, because what do you bring to a sip and see but your ex-boyfriend brings your ex-best friend's ex? It is a very meta ex thing. It's hard to explain, Mary Payne.
A sip and see, like for a baby? Like when you come to see the new baby, the sip and see?
It's hard to explain. There is a man who has a male ex, and he's with a woman.
Okay.
And who apparently is, she has a head. and so she married him knowing all this, and she has a baby with him. And let's just say that you pity the woman Caroline consistently throughout this.
But it sounds confusing.
Quite confusing, and there is some real gayness afoot.
Okay. All right. And well, I don't mind that.
It's the finale, and then we're gonna probably do Love in Paradise. I think Maddie and I are finishing that up on Monday of next week. So
okay, yeah.
And Maddie will be back. For those of you who are asking, he is healing nicely. His stint on the reboot of The Swan worked.
He looks great. He sent me so many pictures. He looks amazing.
He's got a completely new face. The scarring is mild. He doesn't unfortunately look like the guy from Saw, that I thought.
He looks great, and you better be nice. He looks great.
I actually haven't seen it. He's afraid for me to see it.
He hasn't sent you any. He sent me a picture like the day he got home. Drains.
No, I haven't seen it.
Stitches everywhere. The whole thing.
I haven't seen it.
He looks great. And they sent me pictures just a couple days ago. He looks amazing.
Did he not look like not Frankenstein at all? Or
no?
Oh, good.
Stop. He's going to be so pretty, pretty. He's a pretty, pretty princess. He looks great. I'm so happy
good.
For him.
Good. It was about time where you got a jawline.
All right, everybody. So mean.
Let's jump into this messy. We might take a little bit on the second episode, since our first episode, talk a little bit about, if you've watched the first episode of Toe yet, of the new season.
Yeah, it was a first watch, right? I just kind of watched it while I did other things, because I got to take notes on it later. So I just was sort of, all I know is that Brandon and Mary, like,
both of them need to be
committed and kept away from each other.
I'm going to refer to him as Brandan.
Brandan, okay.
You could have spelled it with an N, with an E-N or an O-N, but seeing Brandan with an A-N... It's going to be Brandan for me.
Well,
sorry.
Maybe mom was feeling a little methy when she named him. I don't know.
I believe. I get Love After Lockup vibes, that entire storyline, especially when we met mom, who kind of looks like a rode hard, put up wet, went on a Judd.
She did, but she's working on her sobriety.
She's
sober
now. So
we support it.
We support
Bless
it.
Her.
We'll talk about that on the second show. And I have a lot to say about Botox Rapunzel as well. That was something.
I thought that was fake. Did you think that was fake when she had her hair? You thought like, oh, she's doing a thing with like extensions. Like when she was brushing her hair on her bed, it looked like a little rat's nest. I was like, well, this is fake hair.
No, that's hers. That is all hers. And she wants, and she keeps it down. There was a scene with her running in South Africa, like, I guess from some burglar. And she's literally carrying her hair in her hands. And I'm like, put that up, bitch. Put your fucking hair up.
Just wrap it around your neck like a scarf. It was crazy. It was, of course, all I could think of was Crystal Gale, which for the younger listeners.
My brown eyes blue. For the younger.
Exactly.
For the younger listeners.
Current,
as you say, current references only.
Hashtag current references only, Crystal Gale. Look her up. She also had hair below her ass. Yeah.
Yes, she did. And she was a sex symbol. My father one time said, boy, that Crystal Gale sure is pretty. And my mother and he had a fight about it. So just good non-traumatic memories of childhood for me.
So funny.
What? You think my mother was like, what? So I can say a guy's handsome, I guess. God.
Because your dad had a shot with Crystal Gayle. Yeah.
I guess he did. Yeah. My mother also had really long hair. My mother
that long, though?
No, she had it like to her waist. Just
wow,
like,
that is long, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Not to her knees, like
that's a choice.
Rapunzel with fillers.
Yeah, it's a choice.
She became an esthetician, I believe. We were talking about this with DocuSweeties, and Chris from DocuSweeties says, you know how some people choose to do something and then they make their face a billboard for their business? I think that's what happened.
She was bless her, but the guy is handsome, the South African guy.
He is. Yeah. There's something about him that feels dangerous and a little dangerous to me that and I don't know if it's not in a Ronald way, because I'll be honest, Ronald scares the fuck out of me.
Totally.
He's one of the scariest people in the NIDA universe to me. And but this guy just feels like it might get kinky and he might choke you a little too long.
They're refraining from sex because they're Jehovah's Witness, even though she's been married a couple of times. So it's not like they're virgins. Not like Nicola.
They don't celebrate things like Christmas, Halloween, or even Valentine's Day.
No Valentine's, no Halloween.
No Valentine's.
No birthdays.
No Valentine's Day. Which I said on the podcast yesterday, that's the time around when Saint Valentine was martyred. So it's like the 3 days. It's like Valentine's.
How confused were you this season on 90 Day Love in Paradise with Valentine and Valentine?
It was confusing. Maddie faltered several times.
I'm just like that guy that's with that mean girl, and then there's the gay guy that wears his hat to the side like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Yeah. Two different people.
So let's jump into, I'll leave this to you, Statler and Dempsey, who we met last week. And just if you missed it, because we were off last week, just a couple of greatest hits of Statler. This was a new couple alert. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Statler and Dempsey. Statler, who is 33, from Irving, Texas. And Dempsey, who's from Darlington, And I wrote down my first impulse of this person was, this is a quirky person. She does lead with her ADHD. I feel that's a common thing these days in the shows that are starting to show with these shows. And she says 15 minutes is the maximum time I can focus. And I was like, me too. that's weird. That's not normal. Yeah. 15 minutes is good. To be frank, I was diagnosed as ADD as a child. So
me too.
Yeah, exactly.
Me too. Me too.
And I know ADHD is real. I know ADD is real. So
it is. Yeah.
And I'm not discounting anything. It just seems like a lot of these people in these shows are leading with it, and it becomes a big part of the personality. Mm-hmm. That being said, there's something about her that is so charming to me. And I'm probably going to regret this, but I think she'd be a fun hang at a bar. She'd say something really inappropriate.
Okay. I see that.
Anyway, but here is the big issue here seems to be that she falls in love like your typical there's something about some lesbians that have it. I think she's gay, so I think she is exclusively for women. It's what I refer to as pussy madness, where she seems, Mary Payne is leaning in, where she is thoroughly
getting my sign.
Sure, you can get your sign. She's Mary Payne's getting ready with the stop sign.
Go ahead.
Pussy madness is when the male she's already got the stop sign. When the female genitalia drives you so crazy, you are completely mad with it. And so she's got a little bit of that. She's like pussy Ophelia. She's don't know what she's going to do at any moment. And I kind of like that for her. She's very sexual.
How did you know she was so sexual? How could you tell that?
Because she said it every 10 seconds, what she, right. where she'd had sex.
Yeah, we got it, girl.
I need to point out one thing, however, and that was the fact that her freezer was full of Hungry Man dinners.
What was that about? That was weird, right?
And then you can know production really loved zooming in on the way she was eating it. She was eating. This bothered me so much. She was just eating her chicken with her potatoes and her corn and her brownie in one bite. And okay, that's, I could barely watch.
That's a no. That's a no. Mm-mm.
But that Hungry Man dinner is, I just kept pausing and dying laughing. There was just something about a cute curly-headed lesbian in Irving, Texas, eating a Hungry Man dinner.
I thought it was very odd. It's a very odd choice. I didn't seem like the food would be good.
No, they're not.
There were other choices of frozen food you could get, but that's just me. Maybe I'm just a frozen food snob, and maybe you're
just an elite, a left coast elite.
Sure. except for I'm on the right coast, but yeah,
that's
yeah,
true. Yeah. Or a coastal elite. I'm sorry, a coastal elite, as okay. they called them. I don't know, ever know what it is. So
I don't either.
She met Dempsey because she's like, oh, you know what? I've gone through all the lesbians in my area. I've either fucked them in a coat room, on a billiard table, on a fox in a box. Would I fuck her on a stone? Would I fuck her with a bone? It's Dr. Seuss.
She loves sex. Loves it.
Good for her.
Good for her.
That's great. Just make sure, maybe I'll share something from my personal experience. Don't get so wound up in some sex that you maybe find yourself in Pacoima and have to call your best friend to get you at 5 a.m. And then you get fired from your job.
That sounds so specific. So
I'm just giving you a for instance.
Okay. All right.
Just for words of the wise. So she decided to change her place to England because she loves girls with an accent.
Well,
and met Dempsey. And Dempsey's cute.
Real cute.
And so lovely and so sunny. And we also find out that she met in the same breath when they go to a sexy chocolate shop. And I will say, Christina, our producer, said they really ramped up the production because, like, on the way there, they were showing what you could get on the menu. And it's like, oh, sexy chocolate store.
We had some bunkies reach it. Yeah, bunkies reach out. And like, first of all, that was a 45-minute drive for them to go to that place.
Yeah.
And literally, it's just like a dessert shop bakery. And they do have like sex-themed stuff. But the person was like, it's not really like that. But they did have to drive 45 minutes. So they obviously were like, how can we lean into this? What can we do?
Sex stuff. Yeah,
right.
So we do find out that her her ex is also from England and also blonde, it looks like. And the ex kind of broke her heart, and the ex wants to meet her at the airport.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love.
It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Song Finch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too.
songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners, we know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens!
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thankfully, this week, we did not have her meeting her ex at the airport, which I was kind of glad about that.
Me too. I was like, come on, don't do that.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll let you take it from here.
I did see TLC posted on Twitter or somewhere that that Statler met Dempsey, which I keep saying it does sound like a law firm, Statler and Dempsey.
Yeah. Or Statler and Waldorf of the Muppets, yeah, yes.
Yeah. It's same. Same. And that they met because Statler was looking at like a roommate finder thing. And okay. Dempsey had posted like a roommate finder. And then she said, you know, you have to be okay to live with
me. That was Sai, the girl she went to the chocolate place with.
See, I was confused because I was like, so she was in England looking for a roommate when she thought she was going to move in with her girlfriend number one. That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. And the girl Sai was like, yeah, not really into the poon. So let's be friends.
Let's be friends. I'm not looking for that. Okay. Yeah. Got it. Okay. So Statler has landed in England and Dempsey has missed her flight. So she's with her dad in Thailand and she's missed her flight. So they're not going to be able to meet at the airport. You know, and Statler says like she's upset because they've been talking they talk 7-8 times a day. And yeah. since Dempsey is on a vacation in Thailand with her dad, they haven't talked that much. And that worries her. I was like, well, don't be so codependent. How about that? Okay.
Yeah, I wrote that down too. It's like waiting for the other shoe to drop, because y'all remember she's adopted. And so the way she phrased it in the first episode, I'm sure she probably feels that way. She's like, I was rejected at first. And I was
rejected before I was born.
And I was like, I wish we could find a better, more productive way to help ourselves deal with rejection.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was rough. And she was like, bugs are, everybody hates them, just like me. I was like, wow. Wow, Statler.
I kind of want to give her a hug. Like, there's something about her that I think I find totally charming. But I agree with you. It's a lot, too.
It's a lot. And maybe we're going to lean into her. But because she's the American, probably we'll end up hating her, because that's generally how that goes.
Thanks, Sharp.
Yes. So she says all her eggs are in this basket. She has no plan B. And this meeting with Dempsey decides the rest of her life.
Now,
I'm like, girl, you're 33. If this doesn't work out, it's all right.
I agree that she says that. I think, you know, none of us love to speculate whether a production says a lot of that. I think a lot of times, though, they heighten the stakes that way. Uh-huh. And because no human being really talks that way. Unless you're Paul from Paul Greeny. But it does. I compared Brandan and Mary to Paul and Greeny, number two. It felt like the same level of desperation.
It feels like it's not going to end well.
Yeah.
Speaking of somebody, Paul and Greeny could have been on that stupid Last Resort show that they're trying
they
to force
someone. I think, yeah. I think.
It's too dark.
I think TLC has completely divorced themselves from them. I think it's too much. Yeah. So anyway, what were you saying there?
All right. So she's going to this hotel. Statler's going to this hotel that she has booked for them in Manchester. And so she has to go 3 hours by train. So I'm going to let you do the British accents, because if I try.
Did you hear, like, the cab driver or her driver was like full on Cockney? Like,
I loved
Dick Van Dyke.
You gonna
go out there to the city?
I loved it. I was like, listen to this guy. So the hotel looks really nice. So she gets shown into the room and she's like, all right, so the toilet area is right here and the bed is right here. And that's pretty awkward. She's right about that. I mean,
I agree.
That is awkward. That is awkward.
And there are very small hotel rooms in the UK. It's just even the nice ones that you'll be in, you're like, this is quite small.
Right here. Yeah.
Yeah. It is
too
hard.
Close. So anyway, she says that's going to be a problem. And so the next day she's in her room doing like self video, right? She probably said like production can't come in here because it's a problem. She's been sick all night, stomach issues, nausea, diarrhea. We get a shot of
her
on the toilet.
Poor thing looks rough. Yeah.
Yeah. She's in like Christmas pajamas. Like you could tell she has ADHD because that's the shit she packed, right? She's like, whatever, these pajamas
God
will work.
Her.
Yeah.
God.
So she's on the toilet, and I said, no, thank you, Matt Sharp. No, thank you. We don't need this. We don't need this. But she's worried because she's supposed to meet Dempsey, but she's super bummed. There's like no way, you know. So she texts Dempsey and says, like, I'm really sick, and I've got this doctor's appointment, and I hope we can see each other soon.
Maybe,
and I say, Dempsey probably needs to sleep. She's coming from Thailand.
That's true. I think I would have postponed that a while. But as you know, she goes to the doctor and they're like, it's not a big deal. The doctor tells me I got a parasite. Not a problem.
When she said she has a parasite, she goes, and I got some nausea meds. So I got a shot. And I feel great. I'm not contagious. I was like,
it's just
not
it's
that
just
sexy.
Basically a little octopus in my body. It's fine.
I mean, a parasite.
And then she's like, I'm going to meet her anyway. And hopefully if we kiss, the parasite won't go through my mouth into Dempsey's.
Right. Right. Hopefully she's real turned on by the parasite in my body. So she's got her meds.
She's got her parasite meds.
I mean, I was expecting him to say, like, okay, you have gastroenteritis. Take this Zofran. We'll see you tomorrow. Here's a shot.
Exactly. I expected an anti-nausea or like an anti-diarrheal. You've got a stomach virus. I did not expect a diagnosis of a parasite.
The other girl's coming from Thailand, and you're like, maybe she got the parasite. But Statler is coming from Texas. How did she get a parasite?
It maybe from being in the dirt with the bugs.
Wow, great point. Great point.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I didn't even think of that. I didn't even think of that. Okay, it's those roly-polies. So
yeah.
Anyway, I just say this is a bad idea. Give it to the evening. Let your medication kick in.
Totally.
Take a shower. Freshen yourself up. She doesn't care. So they're texting and planning to meet. And literally, Statler is crouching on the sidewalk with her stomach cramps. Because she's nervous. But all, you know, and the brain and the gut are so closely connected. Yeah. So she's super nervous. But she's also actually ill with the parasite. Mm-hmm. So she goes like, wow, you know, like this is potentially a first look at my wife. Like,
oh,
girl.
Boy.
Wow.
Boy, talk about not being able to live in the present. Even the parasite goes, well, what do you think? We don't think this far ahead.
That's what the parasite sounds like.
Yeah.
That's what the parasite sounds like. Hey, why don't we live in the moment?
Didn't think of putting a voice to the parasite, but now that we
that's
have
the reality gaze way.
I think you nailed it.
Everything has a voice.
You know, you might want to go take a shower before you see her.
Oh my
Surprisingly,
God.
It's got a mouth. A lot of teeth in that mouth, though.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. So Sorry. Her new wife, you know, it's exciting. It's terrifying. It's exciting, she says. And now here comes Dempsey, who obviously has come directly from the airport. Like,
yeah.
These are lesbians that don't care about being clean when they meet. No.
Ha. I agree with you. I think there had to be some type of Darcy spraying yourself in the bathroom situation, or at least a little bit of, but she looks like she doesn't have a lot of makeup on.
Neither one of them have a drop, and they're both the cutest. They're very cute.
Yeah.
They're a cute couple. So they hug, and Statler's like super awkward, like a robot, and goes, wow, here you are. And your eyes are like super mesmerizing and stuff. Wow, that's your bag. Do you have things in
dying.
That bag? Wow. It was so weird.
So she could tell she was just spiraling. She didn't know what to say. She wasn't even in her body.
She was
and
looking
like,
in circles. Yes.
She's put so much stakes on it.
Yes.
She said, I feel at home with you later on. And the parasite's like,
I wouldn't go that far. Don't show all your cards right away.
Oh my God. Oh my God. So then
I mean,
she's
I'm
like,
a
this
parasite,
is awkward.
And I know you shouldn't do that. I basically live off other people.
Stop.
Are you done?
Yes.
Okay. So they agree. They're like, this is awkward. You're awkward. I'm awkward. Everything's awkward. They're both really awkward. And, so Statler goes, well, your face is kind of red. Did you get a sunburn? She goes, no, I'm blushing. You do that to me.
I'm blushing.
And she says, she goes, you do that to me, you and your monotone voice. Is that a compliment?
It's a weird meet cute, but in a strange way, it's super charming.
Yeah.
I'm here for it because at least it feels honest.
Yeah, it kind of broke the ice when she was like, your monotone voice. Yeah, it kind of broke the ice. And Statler's like, yeah, it is monotone. Thanks for pointing that out. Yeah, yeah. And they're like, I didn't know if I'd like you. Yeah, I didn't know if you'd like me either. But do you still? Yeah, 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 you're good. I like you. Yeah, you're cute. I have a gift for you. Here it is.
I got gifts too.
Vitamins for you. Yeah, I got gifts. Yeah, yeah. So then we just do a little quick talking head with Dempsey, who's like, hi, I'm Dempsey. 28, live on a farm in Darlington. Oh, she's like, I'm excited. It's anxious to meet Statler. Yeah, cute. Loved her little short blonde hairdo.
Yeah.
Cute, real cute. So then we do like an ITM of them together on the street. And all of a sudden, like it's pitch black dark. Like it always happens on 90 Day.
It
like,
must be hours later.
Yes. They've been standing on the corner for 2 hours.
Being awkward.
This poor girl. Her stomach is cramping. She's vomiting. And, they say immediately we're drawn to each other because we're both super awkward. And Dempsey goes, well, I think you're adorable. And Statler goes, yeah, you know what? Can I check out your butt? Because like I didn't get to see it. Wow, Jesus Christ. It's better in person. Okay. We're going to go to my room. We're going to stay together in the bed. We're going to go to the hotel. We have presents. Let's go. And they giggle and they off they go.
Does this feel a little forward to anybody else?
No, everybody on this show, they always plan to spend the first night together. The parasite needs That's to get true. Over it.
The parasite's a real prude.
I mean, I like him attached to someone's colon, but still, I got boundaries.
The parasite's a real prude. That's so funny. Oh my
All
God.
Right, let's, shall okay. we move on? I have a, maybe I'm too happy about these cute little positively true adventures of two girls in love or whatever's happening, but it's fun to watch and they're lighthearted and it's not like Amanda and fucking Razvan or God forbid not. And it's not as ridiculous as the next couple. We're going to talk about Gino and Jasmine I'm here for this kind of like cute lesbian meet cute. And
I think they're cute. I think you're right. It's a little something lighthearted that we need with all this darkness that plagues these shows. Yeah.
I have a feeling the parasite's going to make a further appearance on the pod. So y'all, if you hated it, sorry.
Too bad. The parasite's here to stay. Good luck, Matt. Good luck.
The parasite's here to stay. Let's talk about Gino with Jasmine.
Do you think they're still together? Because she posts a lot of this. Like, have you seen this Instagram post where she goes, sprinkle, sprinkle. Never let a man treat you for less than you're worth. Sprinkle, sprinkle. That's what she does on her Instagram now.
I bet she's doing that person Matt talks about, that person just sprinkle, sprinkle. And I was like, I don't know who the fuck that is.
She just sprinkle, sprinkle. She's sprinkling her advice on you. We're like, we're taking advice from fucking Jasmine now?
I don't think I'd take advice from Jasmine.
No.
I think she is doing whatever she can to stay relevant. And this is weird, but I really do believe there's a part of her that really authentically loves him. And I think it's the same for him. I think the big problem this season for him is he saw himself look like a fool on the first season. And his family has gotten in his head and his friends. And he says, screw him at Sharp. I'm going to control the narrative this time. So that's kind of which is why he's consistently standoffish. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm not going to be made a fool of this season. And
well, that didn't work because all she talks about is how his dick doesn't work.
I know.
Yeah, it's all she talks about. It's like, Gino, it's like this.
Which makes him more and more like resentful. And it's incredibly interesting to watch, but also super repetitive. And so I hope more things happen. But basically, y'all, they're going to the Panama Canal. And I'm an engineer, and this canal is one of the greatest feats of engineering. So I'm very excited about it. And she's
I've been in the Panama Canal.
Really?
I've been on a cruise ship that went through it, and then they lower, and it's really
they
cool.
They lower the what? They have like a series of locks. I read about it, and I was like, this is pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. And Jazz like, the locks, Gino, the locks, they leave the water. Don't you love that you and your country and my country have a history of love? And she was like, yeah, I'm just looking at the canal right now. Mm. We need to work on communication, Gino. My husband and I divorced 8 years ago because we had no communication. Well, my ex and I were together for 7 years and we were fine. No, that's because your relationship was boring.
But I was like, you're not fine. You were together for however long and then she divorced you. You weren't fine. There was a problem.
I have a feeling that you both didn't just go your separate ways on a Tuesday because you were fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then what's interesting is this is why I think a lot of this has to do with him feeling like she ran all over him last season, because he says, well, if you can talk about your ex, I can talk about your ex. She's like, you know, Gino, it kills me when you talk about your exes. And
oh my god,
it is hysterical when he brings up, well, you know, I can talk, you're gonna talk about your ex, I'm gonna talk about my ex,
right?
And she's like, how dare you. It goes full, like, it really is that character, the Maya Rudolph, when she would do Versace, Donatella Versace.
Yes, 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 yes.
I hated it.
You're so right, because she just gets so mad, and she has no self-awareness that this zero. Is a double standard. No.
That's why she's amazing television.
Yeah.
And Gino basically says, well, I've been concerned because you lied to me, and Dane is your ex. And Jasmine says, there's nothing going on. I'm not cheating. And he's like, well, are you? So there's this kind of idea. I think they are trying to lead us to believe that Gino is actually with Dane. I don't.
No. Jasmine is with Dane. Gino's not with Dane. Sorry. That's a different show.
Mm-hmm. But I think Jasmine needs a guy who's a complete and utter dumpster. So she can be the best thing in his life. Mm-hmm. And she can always be the one who's everyone looks at and says, how did he get that?
Totally. And Dane is hot.
He's hot.
Hot.
Like hot. Smoking Australian.
Listen, she's all like, you know, I got to have Gino, and then he won't have sex with me. I was like, I bet Dane would have sex with you. Give that
a try.
Oh, yeah,
in a second. Dane gives me vibes that any moment, he's like, I'll always be here for you. Like last week.
Yeah. He's got that accent.
Ugh.
He can afford that building. Woo!
Oh, my God. Yeah, that building, it's where it's like $3,000 a month. That building is ridiculous.
It's incredible. It's incredible. I want to live in that building. And then she's like, but I have to have a two-bedroom for my daughter. I mean, my sister. Like, who is that girl?
A lot of other people have been thinking that she looks so young. And they're like, Jasmine's daughter, I mean sister.
I mean, totally. It's like, is this the kind of thing where Jasmine had her and then they told her she was her sister, but
that's
really
true.
She's her mother? Is that happens?
That's true. Because Jasmine's like, I want to say Jasmine's in her 40s.
Let me look here. Let me scroll it down to where I've
Gino's
Gino.
In late. Gino's late 40s, early 50s, I think.
Jasmine's 35 and Gino's 53.
Jasmine's 35 years old.
Well, that's what she says. I mean, maybe she's like Hollywood Jasmine. 35. She's really 38. I don't know.
Jasmine's late 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Got a couple of kids out there, in the words of Kimberly from A Date with Dateline, where are the children?
it's like Larissa. We never even heard about those kids.
Mm-mm.
No
she
one.
She had like three. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No one ever talked about the children. Nobody's what will become of the children?
Right.
So anyway, he's kind of grilling her, how often do you talk to Dane? And she's like, you know, we just meet up as a friend. It's fine. Are you alone with him? But you live in the same building and you went to get coffee. And this really upsets me, Jasmine. And then later on, he's like, well, I would have never done this to you. And I would have never, if you would have, what he does say, which is completely true. If he would have met with one of his exes.
Uh-huh.
Jasmine would have taken off like a rocket ship from Panama through out of yes. pure anger
yes.
and zoomed into Canton and like literally took out that woman in a ball of fire.
Right. Yes. When she when and if she ever moved to Canton, Michigan, and they go to Chili's and the waitress comes up.
That's the nice restaurant there.
She's going to bitch slap the waitress for even saying, yes. can I take your order? Oh, you want a margarita? They're on special, 2-for-1, $5 Damn! Happy hour.
You would not flirt with her.
Exactly. So, I mean, it is a total, it is, she said last week, she was like, well, it's because I can control myself and he cannot, so it's fine. No, he's not hypocritical. No. You, she got all mad about it.
You will never win with Jasmine. She's too good at coming up with excuses that sound true. Mm-hmm. Like in the moment, she's kind of a genius. Jasmine has really become one of my all-time favorites in the 90 Day Canon. I love watching her. I love her talking heads. She is constantly entertaining, even when she's cuckoo magoo.
Last week, she had him laid on the bed and was putting suntan lotion on him like a toddler. Lay down. Let me put your lotion on for you, Gina. I was like, Gina, this is a 43-year-old man.
Your shorts are so short. I can see your dick.
And then she was thinking, like, if I say it, maybe. But he was like, oh, my God, Jasmine, stop.
I don't know if you know my theory about this, but I have a theory that Gino, it's not necessarily a sexual pathology, but Gino has jerked off to cam girls for so long that it's actually hard for him to have sex with another person.
And like I think a real person.
It takes a long time to trust someone, and he has to have, and the room lighting has to be exactly right. And then he can't, as she said, I want you to come in me, Gino. He has to go to the bathroom and jerk off.
Yeah. Yeah, it's real rough with Gino, and the more she talks about it, the worse it's going to be. Yep, I mean, you know.
Agree.
Yeah.
Agree. And so maybe I would tell Jasmine, save this for down the road. Save this. It's a problem, but save this for a year after, or maybe 6 months after you're married to talk about, once you get that K-1. And
about his limp penis.
Yeah, about the sex issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I think there does have to be. I think there is something which Gino is talking about. I think there has to be a lot of trust for him to actually have sex. And if he doesn't, if he's always worried about either fighting or what she's going to do or not really being comfortable, I think it's valid. Also, her saying constantly about you don't want to have sex with me is the worst thing for it, because that's going to shame him.
Well, you know, and Kimberly pointed out last week on our podcast that she also talks to him and treats him like a toddler.
Yep.
You know, like, look how cute he is. You're so adorable. And let me put your sunscreen on for you, and let me cut your food for you. Oh, Gino, let me do it. You know, just like, you want to put on your sleeping hat? You know, like all of it.
The sleeping hat.
Yeah. You know,
which was not a kerchief. It was just a hat.
What if it was like the mom on Berenstain Bears? Has
yes! That, like a bonnet. Like
the, yeah, like with full, the Little House on the Prairie. Yeah.
Full bonnet that ties underneath.
Perfect. Perfect, Gino. Bless him.
Oh, good night, Ma. so basically it is Jasmine says, no, we were friends with benefits, but since I met you, we all that stopped. But to be frank, even though when we don't have sex, sometimes I do think about having sex with him. And she knows that will drive Gino nuts.
What a thing to say. She shouldn't even have said we used to be friends with benefits. She just said, he's an ex. It's in the past. We dated and then we didn't date and we haven't dated since. But for her to, we did bang occasionally before you came. That's not great.
Well, both of them weaponize things because they have resentment towards the other. But I want to say a quote that Jasmine said that is one of my favorites, and I'm going to use it. You are unlocking new levels of insecurity in my life.
But that's true. I felt it. Because you think someone who looks like that couldn't have any insecurity. Look at her. And then, you know.
I'm going to say this. I'm not going to speculate on what it was. Jasmine's had a lot of shit in her past. I guarantee you, you don't get those kind of hang-ups and patterns overnight. Mm-hmm.
And then she's constantly blowing up the lips, blowing up the boobs.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like all that to for attention. But then it's like, yes, and then she dates somebody like Gino, you know?
Something happened on the way to heaven. Something happened. Anyway, that's all I've got. I can't stop watching them. I'm glad they're on this season because it's at least a nice reprieve from Amanda Vaughn or Daddy's Box God, that I'm glad we've had 2 weeks without that story because I've needed it.
They're coming back next week. Oh God. All right. Well, we can go into Misha now.
Let's talk about Misha.
That's who you want?
Yes.
Okay. Misha and Nicola. Misha. Yeah. He likes to say Misha like every third word.
Says
it's not required. She knows. She knows her name is Misha. You don't have to keep reminding her. So, all right. So it's been a couple of days since she's been there.
Yes.
And she says the trip has been a mixed bag. She loves, of course, to be in the Holy Land, but she's struggling with her concerns and what she's not being heard. She wants to meet his family. Right. And if he can come through with that, she's going to feel better. So
I just want to add one thing.
Yes.
When the beginning of the segment, he's like, oh, you're going to go see my baby. And he's like, well, I would rather you call me baby, but this is his car. And I went, this car is not what you call baby. That's a Corvette. That's a midlife crisis Corvette car.
Yeah.
A Geo Metro is not what you call a baby.
I was wondering what kind of car that was. It wasn't great.
Chevrolet Celebrity. It's not a car you call baby, my baby.
Oh my God. That's, so
that's like an IROC or a Bentley or some, died. A Geo Metro is not a baby. That's a current references only.
Wow. Candy an red IROC. Hadn't heard of an IROC in a while.
All of my references are from when I was a child.
Yes. Yes. All from when I was a teenager.
Go on. I lost my mind when he called that hatchback his baby.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's his pride and joy right there. If he just sits in his room all day and doesn't monetize his website, then that's his baby. That's what we still can't understand. Like, he has millions of views on that website. And we're like, well, is he monetizing it? We're like in there trying to get his social media numbers. We're like, he's
not enough people want to see novenas.
No. So, so anyway, they're in the car, and so they get out of the car, and so first of all, we see like a bride, and people are in dresses, and she goes, oh, people here are dressed totally different than when I'm dressed. I have to change. And he goes, well, that's a wedding. So I was like, oh, they must be attending a wedding as guests.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with anything.
She breaks
on the street attending a wedding and was like, I'm underdressed. Jumps in the car, and she had on like a nice like tank top and pants.
Yeah.
Perfect for touring around. She jumps in the car, has him blocked with the body so she could change. And she's like, you know, I used to be a weather girl. I'm used to changing clothes and cars and, you know, whatever.
She actually says journalist. Thank you. Thank you. But she was a traffic weather girl.
She did the weather. But that's fine. Still on TV more than me. It's
she's
fine.
Still on television.
Yeah. So they're just sightseeing. He's in jeans and a t-shirt. He's like, oh, Misha. Oh, you're so high maintenance. He says, she is so worldly.
And concerned about her clothes. It triggers the fuck out of me. It goes back to evangelicals around me growing up because it means like you're supposed to be in the world, but not of the world. And women who are worldly or women who wear makeup and they dance and they drink and they shouldn't wear clothes that make men want to sin.
Right, because it's always the women's fault.
It triggers the fuck out of me, the term worldly.
Yes, worldly. Yeah. He says it more than once. So
He does.
They go to some lookout and they take some selfies. They're in Haifa. Yeah. It's in the
Old City of Sin.
It's a gorgeous city. It's on the Mediterranean. It looks beautiful. And it's important in the Old Testament. That's all I know about that. So do you have anything to add to Haifa?
No, I was just going to say he was like basically – talked about, Abraham. No, it wasn't Abraham. Who was it? Solomon or something? I don't know.
I just put
it looks
Old Testament.
Nice. Yeah.
Oh, it was beautiful. Old Testament. Beautiful. So they get coffee and they talk and they walk. And she says, so have you texted your brother yet? Remember last week he referred to his brother as, yes, I told the small one.
Yes. This guy's relationship with his family is, you'd think that the crazy religious nut would be the part of it that is making me, his relationship with his family to me is the bigger red flag.
It's very strange. It's very strange. And his
Are
best friend.
Are you marrying my mom? As he said 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, his best friend's like, he's a loser that sits in his room and goes fishing. So that's his best friend. So there's a lot of problems here. So he says, yeah, I did. I sent him a text and I said, Misha is here and she wants to meet you. And, you know, but since you've been here, which has been like 3 days, you're just rushing me. We have our entire lives together.
It's only been 7 years, Misha.
I mean, and he says, and then she says, how can you think about the rest of our lives? Like, how can I be with someone who I think doesn't listen to me or care about what I feel? Do you understand? Like, these 2 weeks are important because if I go home not engaged, like, this is over. We have to have an answer. Like, this is the 2 weeks we're doing it. And he says, we'll see, Misha.
I never thought I would be the one siding with, as one viewer called her, and I'm stuck with this, Megan Fox News. She kind of looks like an older Megan Fox.
She sure does. She looks like
Fox News.
She does. She's incredible looking. She has terrible style, but she's incredible looking. Yeah, she does.
I never thought I would be siding with her, but I'm there. And When she talked about that they've been talking for 7 fucking years. Yeah. So I do think these 2 weeks are important, and it's not rushing to
it's
talk about
rushing.
Shit.
Mm-mm.
Come
they've decided,
on.
They've already talked about getting married. So in his talking head, he's like, well, she never talks to me like that. Like, she says nothing will separate us. How dare she threaten the relationship? You know, I am listening to her, but here's the truth. I'm never going to change. I'm always going to be the same person. So it does worry me.
Misha.
But my goal is to engage to her. So that's his goal.
I predicted this. I think she's gone by the week. I can't imagine this woman. No, I can't imagine. Faith, regardless, I think he's going to say something. I think Matt Sharp's got something recorded for this guy that's so awful. I just have this feeling.
There's something we do. He because it's always like, but she doesn't know I have a secret. Like that's coming.
It's either a secret or he's going to say something to her that's so awful, like he's going to call her a whore or something. And I think this guy's capable of it because he freaks me the fuck out.
Because he's a virgin and she's been married before. So I mean, that's they're on different pages.
And he later on, as you said. We're in Haifa, or as he says, we're in hell. Welcome to hell.
Haifa is hell. Wow.
Haifa. I mean hell.
Oh, downtown. Oh, yeah. So now they're at this outdoor restaurant, and she goes, you know, I just kind of want to get him out of his comfort zone and like see what happens. Like I take him to this like really wild and crazy outdoor place to get a beer, and he says, you know, this area. It used to be very calm and easy, but now it's like nightclubs and busy and people like to come here and drink and it's wild. I will stay half an hour. And she goes, all right, am I supposed to like funnel this beer? Like, so. Yeah.
Talk about trouble in Haifa City with a capital T and it rhymes with P and that stands for pool or sin.
And he's his ITM. He's like, I don't want to lose her. I'm trying to adapt. And so then she says to him, like, hey, when was the last time like you went to a bar? And he goes, 20 years ago, Misha. And, you know, it's okay to drink beer. Beer is not a sin. But as a devout Catholic, you cannot go to a bar or a nightclub. You can't dance. You can't smoke. And she goes, all right, well, here's something naughty about me. This beer has really loosened me up. Once a year, I have a cigarette on New Year's Eve. He goes, Misha, I don't like it. I'm worried about this worldly temptation with you, Misha.
Come on. It's one cigarette. A fucking year. Does this guy want to live in the town of Footloose? Does he just want to go there and no dancing, no drinking, where everyone's unhappy?
He says he can't fucking believe. He is like, Misha, I can't fucking believe this. Like, I can't believe it. So she goes, you know, in my other life, pre-conversion, that was my whole world, like dancing and going out. It was fun. And as a devout Catholic, he thinks being in the nightclub and dancing is a sin. And she goes, right. And then she's, and I'm very proud of her. She goes, right. I'm also a devout Catholic, but I like to go out. I like to go out and dance, and I'm not going to be guilt ridden about going out and dancing. And he says, the door is open to temptation. And she goes, but why? If you just go there and you're dancing, why is that a sin? He didn't really have an answer, right?
I was snapping for her the whole time. I was like, get her, girl. Get it.
She's like, you're not, show me in the Bible where it says going to a nightclub and dancing is a sin, right? So Misha says, listen, my daughters, you know, they're heading into college age. If they have boyfriends or if they want to go to a club, are you going to judge them? And he says, Misha, these are your daughters, and I won't judge them because that would destroy our relationship, but they are whores. I mean.
Yeah, I heard that last part too.
Yeah.
I bet you $1,000 this man cannot keep his mouth shut after a week of being in the U.S. with her daughters.
No,
it'll not be like, a man did like you this.
See what they were wearing? No way.
Oh, this guy would start talking shit within a week. I'm convinced. Like, he'd be miserable.
He'd be like, I wouldn't let my daughters dress that way, but I guess that's what you're doing.
It'd be passive aggressive. Yes. Oh, I hate him.
Yeah. Yes. So she goes, let's just go in. Let's just go in and see. And he goes, okay, but I will not like it. And I will tell you that I will not like it. I will give you 5 minutes. And she goes, okay. The next shot of the two of them having a great time up at the club. They're raising the roof. They're doing the thing.
She slipped him a Mickey and he's fine.
Yeah, white man overbite. They're doing the whole thing. She's rubbing her ass on him. It's great. And she says, like, I love to see that he's come out of his shell and I love that he's compromising. Well, he's going to have to do so many Hail Marys to get past this.
I don't know if that's compromising. I think she just got him tipsy and he's drinking.
I think so too.
It makes me feel bad that she'll accept so little.
Do you think when she got there, she was like, I didn't realize he didn't have a chin. Like she didn't realize that when she saw him on the FaceTime.
I really do believe part of this is trying to find a way to let him down easy. You think she's in with it totally?
Yeah, I think she thinks this is the man that God has sent her. My God, he's from Nazareth. What could be more of a sign?
That already makes me sadder. I don't know. She's a little hard to read. I think being a newswoman, a hard-hitting journalist, has kept her where she can keep feelings kind of. She can you know not show everything she's feeling. So that's probably true.
Yeah. She's still gorgeous.
I started off making fun of her, but I'm kind of coming around to her. Anyway, that's the show. We'll talk about the next three couples. Tyrae, as Michelle from Bloody Day sang, Tyrae makes me understand why I need a weighted blanket.
Poor Tyrae.
There's Riolet, aka Riley and Violet, and Christian and Cleo, which there's a lot to talk about on our
Riley and Violet too. Our listeners have a very different opinion on them than we do, so I can't wait to discuss that with you.
I think we'll talk. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Thank you so much, Mary Payne. We'll see you. I'll see you, I guess, later. But you'll see us tomorrow, everybody. And y'all, thank you for giving us a vacation time. We're happy to have it, and we're happy to be back talking about all this shit. I missed everyone when I wasn't getting stop sign.
I could tell it was coming.
I was gonna say when I wasn't getting fed by Colombian men.
Okay.
And being fed by lots of arepas. And cock. Anyways, sorry, Mary Payne. I have to do it. All right, we'll see y'all soon. Bye.
Bye.